listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming today. Hi, I'm Summer McStravick, your host, as we explore what we can do with our minds, the power of our emotions, and the power of our flow to change and sculpt and create and recreate our life. Today's show is really delicious. It's quite yummy. I'm in the Valentine's mood. It's a show about love, a show about expressing that love in the world, feeling it coming back to us, not necessarily about one particular sweetheart or partner, but rather cultivating love all through our life, starting with ourselves. The last newsletter I put out about a week ago had a pretty good article about why you love yourself. I know it's one of those topics that has been done and done and done and done and done. But, you know, sometimes it bears hearing again why loving yourself is important, why it starts with you, why you simply can't offer anything of value to anybody else if you don't start with that feeling inside of, hey, I have something special to give out, to give to you, to give to other people. So as we develop love today in our show, what we're going to do is, of course, I'm going to take your calls. In fact, I'd love to take your calls this hour. I know today is a day when a lot of people need it, especially. When I flow dream, I do a combination of things. I'm a very atypical psychic, meaning not your run-of-the-mill intuitive type. I think that things have been changing in recent years, but the sort of old-school way of being intuitive was you looked into a person's future, you saw what was there, and you laid it out for them, and you said, and this is what you've got, you know? And there you go. Take it and go. And, you know, it made people feel uneasy because oftentimes, you know, things were coming up that they really hadn't intended or didn't want, or relationships were breaking up, or health things were on their way, or, you know, stuff that you didn't want anybody to tell you. And so being intuitive sort of had a dicey reputation, because you were sort of one of those people, you know, a gypsy fortune teller. So I do something different. I look at your life and what's coming up in it, and I say, but you know what? I see all of these things as fruits that are sort of ripening on the tree of yourself. These are things that you developed, that you put into place at some point along the path, along the road. You know, I mean, very obviously, if you start college, your local friendly intuitive is probably going to say, I see you graduating in a couple of years and moving into a great career, because you already set that up. There is nothing magical about that. It's on its way to you. But you see, we set up things in ways that we don't even view or see or understand. We set stuff up all the time. The phone calls that we make or don't make, the relationships we spend time with or don't spend time with, the employers that we show up to or don't show up to, every one of these is a choice that is subtly affecting the outcome or our future. When I look into your flow, it's like I see all these different outcomes that are on their way to you. Where do things sit right now? What is developing from that? And some things are really strong and close. They're just hovering around you. They're ready to break and come into your life any moment. And I can say, oh, this feels very close. This is right here. Other things, I say, I'm not feeling it. It's dry. There's a distance. It's just not present right now in your energies. Now, this is where a lot of intuitives stop, and I keep going. I say, okay, well, I also teach manifesting. I teach people how to create and feel with their thinking, with their thoughts. I teach people something called flow dreaming, which is a method, a technique for actually creating things in your life, putting them into place so that, yes, they do ripen into your future like that fruit on a tree. So if you see something coming up or not coming up, hey, let's change it. Let's work with those energies. The very same energies that I'm reading can be changed. It's like looking at threads in an embroidery and saying, well, if you don't like that one, let's just pull those up. Let's put some other stitches down in another direction. As long as I'm here looking at it, why not do something about it? So I work both sides. I look for you and give you feelings and impressions similarly, looking into people's minds for you. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? All of us, It's amazing. All of us are little geysers of information walking around. We're always feeling things and having opinions on things and having strong upsets or strong, gusts of happiness blowing through us. Whatever it is, it's moving us through our day. And this geysers up through us and out of us and around us into the flow, into our energies. So a person like me is simply looking around and feeling what that person is feeling, what they're geysering up. Sometimes we have questions as I help my clients and look into people for them. Things they may not be thinking of, but certainly things they have thought of before. And when that happens, I'm addressing a little deeper part of them. But it's still there. All the information of who they are, what they think, what they feel is all there. It's not like it comes and goes, appears and disappears. It's right there. And so then that's where we get the answers and find out what people are really thinking and feeling or what they would express to you if they felt they could do so safely. We get some great dialogue and conversation happening. This is where we can pre-plan conversations. This is one of my favorite things to do with people is I help them to come up and set up a scenario, a conversation, a situation where they and some other person or perhaps business place are having a really wonderful encounter. And it is just right. All of the elements are perfect. Everybody is at their best. It is so smooth. You say, I couldn't have imagined a better resolution coming from this. What happens when we begin pumping this energy, pumping this impression into the flow energy around us as we ourselves are moving forward into our future, into this very energy that we are presently creating? Well, we are pre-paving the possibility of this incident to come to us and to happen for us. It's like we are laying out the blueprint for it so that as we build stuff in our life day to day, you know, we wake up and physically do things, the blueprint is there. Probably it will get built as opposed to the blueprint that is not there and the thing that will not get built. You understand how this process works, this sort of balance between what I call empathic intuition and manifesting or flow dreaming. These are the two things that I do and that I teach. Oh, by the way, Empathic Intuition, my yearly series of classes, is coming up in March. This is right around the corner. This is only about 4 weeks away. The class already has students signed up for it. There is room for a few more of you, so you can go to the website, flowdreaming.com. It is a 3-evening course with homework, exercises, flow dreams that you can work on to open and expand your empathic intuition and to learn to do a bit of what I do. It's really a great, great class for people who are already sensitive. The last few days, I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to who have been moping around, feeling like, oh, they're just so out of sorts. They just feel low. They feel depressed. Their head is in the wrong place. And I myself woke up yesterday feeling a bit of this, and I thought, what is this all about? Why am I irritable? Why am I, nothing is really going wrong. I don't understand this. And then I went, oh, right. The day before Valentine's Day here in the U.S. Well, everybody is feeling pressure. They're feeling a little bit of anxiety. People who are single are feeling crappy about that. People who are in bad relationships are also feeling crummy about it. People who are happy are feeling happy, but you know, it's like all those pretty happy red balloons aren't quite enough to lift the general mood that was in the air yesterday as all these people sort of came face to face with their relationships, which, you know, a lot of them, let's face it, need some improvement. And I was picking up on that. I pick up just like a swimmer, diving into the waves of the day's ocean. Sometimes that ocean is rocky and full of, storm swept waters, and other days it's calm and tranquil and beautiful. Well, it's been a rocky ocean the last few days. And this often happens, by the way, around major holidays. I know to expect it around certain holidays. I know around Christmas time, there's always a general mood in the few weeks leading up to it. But on the day itself, it's often extremely peaceful out in the energy. So interesting how these larger waves move through our country, move through our cities and towns, and affect us. It really affects your well-being. So if you're feeling this way today, please, please, please give yourself a little credit. It may not just be you thinking about yourself and your life. It is the mood out there, this swimming current of emotion. Think about it too. A lot of emotion is being brought up right now, way more than normal, because when people are thinking about love, they're also thinking about not having love. And so you have an outpouring of emotion that you don't typically have. And for empaths like me, it can be very difficult to shield, to constantly and continually shield. Anyway, we'll be teaching this class. I'll be teaching this class, the empathic intuition class coming up in March. Go to flowdreaming.com to find out about that. And likewise, there's some really wonderful Valentine's and partnership, relationship-oriented flow dreams, MP3s, brand new, on my site too, including how to let go of a relationship that is still holding on to you when it shouldn't be, and yet letting go of it in a way that feels like I'm comfortable with this. I don't feel scared or like I'm losing anything. In fact, I'm allowing something bigger and more beautiful to bloom in my life. So this is all to the best. It's all to the best. So all of that is at flowdreaming.com, as well as the last thing to mention to you. That is the mentorship group. And boy, this is going like crazy. So many of you have loved and enjoyed our gatherings together, our Thursday morning gatherings where we Flow Dream Live together, the Flow Dream of the Month. So many of you have also taken advantage of the Diamond program, many more than I thought, actually. So there is, well, I shouldn't say there's a waiting list. You know what? Just check it out. Contact me. You can sign up for it. I'll get you in as soon as I possibly can. But that's where you get to work with me every month for a specified amount of time. And we do our intuitive work together. We do our manifesting work together. And it is a great little program because it keeps you online. It keeps you in it. You know, if you've ever been working with someone like a therapist or a coach, if you've been an athlete and maybe you've had personal training, it just goes along the same principles, except what we do is we work with all of your life. We sculpt all of your life. It may feel a bit like coaching in that you get some direction and some understanding. You have some accountability, but there's also the intuitive aspect where you get information that you didn't have before, as well as the manifesting aspect, which is how do you want to move things? How do you want to change things? Where do you want them to go? So our subject today, which you know we always return to, as well as your calls, as well as getting to our flow dream later on today. Our flow dream today, by the way, is going to be about love, feeling it, expressing it, just being in it. And this is especially important for you if you feel that you don't have love. If there's some part of your life, your partnership, maybe even family, where you feel, you know, a distance or a lack. If you can bring up this sensation of love inside yourself, if you can just sense it moving all through you, through your energies, through your flow, what this does is it potently speaks to the universe around you. And instead of telling the universe over and over, I don't have love, I don't have love, I'm unhappy with this, instead, you are spending maybe 10 minutes telling the universe, I'm in love. I feel totally content. I feel incredibly happy. I feel like, you know, my life has changed in this way I could have never imagined, where that feeling of loneliness I used to have, that feeling that I didn't have the friends that I wanted, I didn't have the intimacy I was after, I can't even recognize that person anymore because she's gone or he's gone. And instead, inside me is someone who feels like I've got great people around me, supporting me, caring for me, wanting me, needing me, asking for me, enjoying me. And I am wanted. I'm wanted. I'm part of something. I'm loved. So that is the energy that you bring up inside yourself. We put it out around us. Very simple, a very simple thing we're going to do today. But oddly enough, I think you'll find it sometimes the simpler things are, the more difficult they can be. So I don't want to say it's going to be an oddly deceiving show, but it may on the surface appear to be something very easy, something you've tried before. But when you really start to bring up that love, you bet there's going to be other things coming up and sort of percolating around it. And as they do, we will let them go. We will work to release those, you know, feelings of self-doubt, feelings of worthiness or deserving, feelings of, am I pretty enough? Am I smart enough? I haven't had a relationship in so long. I can't get out there. I'm embarrassed. You know, my last friendship ended badly. I don't want to do it again. All of these little things percolate under the surface. They're like little strings holding you down, holding that hot air balloon down. So we're going to work to let those go as well. We have a quick break. And when we come back, I have your calls already coming up. By the way, I have, it looks like, one more open line, 877-230-3062. I'm happy to look into your life today, into the people you care about, and give you some good direction. And if possible, open up some conversations between you. Open up some information so that today or this weekend or this month, whenever, some new and different things can happen between you. I'm Summer McStravick. The show is called Flow Dreaming, and we're going to be right back in just a moment. Hey, we're on break for just a minute so I can tell you about something extraordinary that I'm doing for the very first time. In a couple of months, I'm hosting a live event in San Diego, California. It's called In Flow. Get it? In Flow, In Flow? You can play with that. It's a 3-day immersion into your flow-filled life. These are 3 powerful days with me, live. We'll be doing tons of processes to align you fully into your dreams, your manifesting, your life. And I'm inviting you to come. Meet me. Come in from wherever you are in the world. Just be there. Go into flow with me. We're so powerful as a group. If you have been listening to this podcast for months or maybe even years, you already have a sense of the power of flow dreaming. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. It's an amazing way to get your year going, right? This is happening in February. It's just past January. You're looking ahead. You're starting to think, what am I going to do this year? Am I actually making those changes I want? Am I feeling aligned or am I feeling in stress? Come to InFlow. Get it worked out. It's happening over President's Day weekend here in the U.S., a nice long weekend. If you want to sign up, or even just learn more, go to my website, it's flowdreaming.com, or get on my mailing list and I'll be sending you information. I encourage you to get your tickets very quickly. They will sell out. I'm convinced of that. There are a limited number of VIP tickets available, so check it out. I can't wait to see you and perhaps even meet you for the very first time. I'll see you all at InFlow. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming on this beautiful day full of love and sunshine and good warm feelings, or at least it should be. And if it's not, we're going to bring them up for ourselves anyway so that we have more of them in our life just generally, just all over the place. So when we walk into a new situation next week, there's the potential for love or friendship there. Now, that's not so crazy to say, even though it might sound like it. What do you mean we walk into some new situation and there's potential for love or friendship? Will you ever turn down a great new friendship? Probably you just don't think about it. You don't think about encountering one next week or next month. But flow dreaming and manifesting means you're constantly seeding your flow with your desires. And it's the things that you don't remember to think about that create your future as much as the things you do remember. And if you are not thinking about those good, close friendships, if you're really not thinking about how much you would be, how happy you would be, you know, feeling that partner in your life to whatever degree, we don't need to be married necessarily. We could simply have a wonderful person we like to share our time and companionship with. It's up to you. We're all different. So long as you still feel I have love, I have understanding, and I have intimacy in my life, wherever that comes from is, you know, makes you unique, I guess you could say. Okay, let's go to Donna now and get to some of our callers today. I'm eager to see what is on your mind. I know it's a busy, busy, heavy, emotional time out there in the ethers. Hey, Donna, where are you calling from? Is it really Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico City.
Oh, boy. I could tell you're on Skype or something, too. So let's do the best
I'm
we can.
I just wanted to see if you can look into my flow and see if there's anything that I should be, expecting or looking out for.
Okay. I'm looking at you right now. And is this having to do with love and relationships today? Is that what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
It's really always on your
mind. It is. It's always on your mind to answer truthfully, because I can see in there. Yes. You know what I'm feeling is that you have a past relationship that is still weighing on you. Even though you're trying to look forward, trying to look for something different, there is a past relationship, a past man. I feel perhaps, did he betray you? Did he leave you for another? There's something there about feeling like you were made second in some way. Do you know who I'm picking up on?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fairly new. It just happened in December, so... I just moved here. I'm in like in a new environment. So I'm just trying to move on and, propel into the future. Cause I don't think the past one is, I feel like I don't want to go back there, and it's not going to go back anyway. So I'm just trying to move on. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I'm just picking up very strongly that I didn't realize you had sort of moved to even get away from it. But this last relationship, this last man, he was so big. He had a big personality, a big presence, very dominant in your life. And the way that he made you feel, I can only say he made you feel second somehow. And I don't know if that means betraying you, or he was involved some other way, or he eventually told you, you're second to something else or someone else. I'm not sure what, but I feel he is better left in the past. If only for the reason that, as I still feel his presence around you, his big dominant personality wasn't one that would let you flower. I felt that you have some delicacy inside yourself, this little delicate romantic inside you. And you felt like you had to be as big as he was. You had to keep up with it. You had to participate in the drama. And like a little delicate flower that was getting kind of crushed underfoot, you are now coming back and realizing, no, wait a minute, this is how I really am. I'm not that big, dramatic thing. I am delicate. I need to be watered and cared for and nurtured, perhaps by someone who is less controlling and more just sort of wanting to see me grow and change. So let's see. I want to see if there's someone else like this, because I know the kind of person that you need right now. I can feel this, because you have to, again, bring this out inside you. And that's also going to help you release the sadness that I still feel stuck in your heart. All these tears, stuck. for you're walking a path right now of having to learn what it's like to be involved with a man who's a little quieter like that. He's not the first type of man that you go for, I feel. And if you learn to appreciate and see deeply into that kind of person, the man who's a bit quieter, the man who's steadier, the man who is more gentle with you, who actually wants to see you expand. And, this other man, you had to reflect his glory. You have to be in a situation where you're not being asked to just be a mirror to someone else's glory and bigness. This other relationship, this next one, will be one where your own glory is something that you start to bring out and see inside yourself. And that's where your self-worth issues are going to start coming out. And, this is partially what's had you avoid these kinds of relationships in the past, these ones that really call you to do some self-examination and find out who you are and the strength that's inside you. Because you have to look to yourself so much more. Is this making sense to you? I know we're kind of getting deep in very quickly.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're right on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is where I see you heading.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead. Ask your question. Is this going to be what? Next week? No. Next week? No. No. What I'm feeling around you is it's like you've shifted course in your life. It's not just the move, but you've actually shifted course internally. I think the last relationship really brought it home to you that you can't pursue that direction, that kind of man anymore. It doesn't serve you. You really start to get deep inside you that is a dead end kind of person to pursue and kind of relationship to have. So you will be more cautious as you look forward. You may have a friend come in who sort of helps you along this path. I don't know how long he'll stay or what the length of his help will be there. But I see you leaning on someone for a time. Maybe this is a new love interest that you have. He's a person that you will lean on. I don't know that in the end you will stay with him, but it's kind of like I see you with a crutch. This is the image I get, you with a crutch, and it's like got pink bandages all over it, meaning that it's a love crutch. Mm-hmm. You know, he's someone whose presence will help you start to feel differently about yourself and become attracted to a different kind of man, like a transitional man is what I'm sensing. Okay? So by all means, when this comes into your life, take it up because it's a good thing. It feels right. Yeah, it feels good. Okay? All right, okay. Donna. Well, thanks for your call.
I've met him already? Okay.
You know what? We'll keep going another time. But I do feel that there is a person like this there. You may very well have met him. He feels close, but I don't feel the next big relationship is in this person, but perhaps the person after him. All right, Donna, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Take care. Bye now. Just want to be able to get a few of you in today. And she got some pretty big depth already in there. So time to move on to Candy in Garden Grove. Hey, Candy.
Hi, Summer. It's great to talk with you again.
Oh, good. When did we last talk? Which candy is this? I never know. I just get one word up on my screen.
Usually I call about issues with creativity and stuff. But this time it's a little more serious. In October, my husband had surgery for a cancerous brain tumor. Mm-hmm. And he's been recovering from that. And his main problem now is that he's been dealing with, you know, horrendous anxiety attacks ever since he was first released from the hospital. And so it's kind of, you know, for both him and me both, it kind of seems like our life has just been on hold and we haven't been able to progress. He hasn't been able to get, you know, to move past the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I've been wondering, well, what can I do to assist him? Is there a certain way that I should be feeling, a certain mindset I should be having? Because, you know, right now it's, you know, it's almost sort of like we're in a drone existence.
Yeah. What's his first name?
Fred.
Fred. And he has shared with you what the anxieties are about, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. As I look at Fred, you know, it's funny. He's willing to talk with me, and I can't tell if he's just a really talkative fellow or if he's just very, it's like a rush of gratefulness to talk. Maybe it's just that he's happy that someone is concerned about this and wanting to address him. It's like an unburdening he wants to do right now, an unburdening. It's like he can't talk about it enough or he can't express it enough. There's something having to do with that. Like maybe he's expressed it to you but not to other people, or it goes around in his head. Anything to unburden that from him.
Yeah,
he is good.
He has a lot of trust issues, so he doesn't open up to a lot of people, but I know that he's been wanting to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's this push-pull. Like, unburden. I can unburden. Oh, you know, that sense. I think that the biggest thing I feel in him, it's not so much death that scares him, but it's the loss of himself, the loss of consciousness, the loss of being able to take care of himself, the loss of being the burden, the loss of his mind scares him more than if it was a quick, simple death, he would be okay with that. He would move through it. Mm-hmm. But it's the feeling of what if I become a state of person I don't know or recognize. He can't, that throws him deeply into anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what he shared with you too?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We had to give up our studio once he was diagnosed with the cancer, and that was a huge blow to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lost all of his equipment and the, you know, that basically exactly what you're talking about, the things that defined him.
Yeah. I won't be the same person.
That's it.
Which is different because, you know, people with cancer, you know, often they're thinking more about the end, you know, losing the people they love or moving, you know, afraid of moving on. Mm-hmm. But him, it's really about that self-definition leaving and being almost like an Alzheimer's patient. You know, that's the sense that he looks at it like that would be the worst possible existence he could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, Fred, I hear him. I'm just telling him, I hear you. I understand this. I don't know what his faith is.
It's a mix of things, primarily metaphysical.
Yeah. I was about to say he feels a little bit of a hodgepodge. And there's a lot of doubt that comes with it as well. He shares that with you. Lots of doubts. Mm-hmm. And facing this has just made the doubts grow stronger. And those are also feeding into his anxieties. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's kind of like I see him clutching around for those things that people normally hang on to. And again, he's not grabbing them. He's not grasping them.
Yeah.
So let's see, how can you help him? I feel that if you were, you know, I don't know if he would flow dream with you. He might do it to humor you, honey. Ha ha. But you can certainly do this without him. Just take some time yourself. Take your 10 minutes. Bring him into your own flow state with you, where you feel yourself moving and flowing, the two of you together, and saying soothing words to him, saying things like I'm saying to him right now, which is, Fred, we're all here for experiences. We're having this crazy, interesting human experience. And, you know, I'm not saying that you've chosen this necessarily, but, you know, sometimes life throws us a curveball. It throws us something different just to see what we'll do with it. Because if we planned everything, it would be boring. And we did not come here for a boring game. Would somebody go to a baseball game if you knew every pitch in advance? Or if you could determine every pitch? No, the game would be a tie. It would be a standstill. Everybody would know always how to react. This is why life brings us these things that are outside of what we think, outside of what we desire sometimes. And so you're having one of these things. So think about this. I know this is difficult, but think about this as something marvelous. You're getting to explore how you feel about something, how you'd face something. You're getting to understand what your soul, what your essence, what your highest self will do with something of this magnitude in your lap. And I know you keep telling me, but I don't want this. I didn't want this. But you have it. So what can you do with it now? What, you can't run from it. You have to grasp it. How will you grasp it? Use this as your opportunity to see more of yourself, not to see less of yourself, because that's what you're afraid of, seeing less of yourself, not recognizing yourself. But you still have the capacity and the power and the presence of thought to see more of yourself in this experience, to really get in and have this experience. Don't run from it. Come in and take it. See what you can do with it. You can conquer this. You can conquer this. And perhaps it will mean conquering all of the cancer. Perhaps it will just mean realizing I'm no longer afraid of anything in life. How wonderful a feeling that is. I'm no longer afraid of anything in life. How strong I feel because of that. How grown I feel. How evolved, if you will. You see, it's a shift in perspective that I'm sort of planting in him right now. I'm planting in his feelings.
Yeah.
Where he isn't running from it, but he's engaged with it.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing, because he needs to feel engaged with it, because that is the only thing that will counter his sense of panic of losing, is how he engages with it in very healthy, positive ways. I think there's a lot more we could do with this, but I can't do it on air with you. But I've communicated the gist of this feeling to him. And I have a feeling right now, it's like he's thinking about it, like, huh, I've actually surprised him with this advice. It's not what he has looked at. It's not a way he's looked at things before.
Yeah. Well, that was part of why I called, because I figured you could probably find a way to put that in there, even though if someone said it to him directly, he might shut it out right away.
Yes. No, but he's not. He's got it in here. I wouldn't be surprised. I hope it stays in him. I have a feeling he could still sort of push it out of him because of the anxiety is so right there under the surface. You know, there's a CD I have you might want to look into, or even just one track off of it. It's Immediate Relief. And there's one of them called Immediate Relief for Health-Related Fears. Okay. He might find it really beneficial. And, you know, you can just tell him, you know, even it doesn't matter what you think of it. It will make you feel better when you listen. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'll continue with that along the lines that you are doing. It seems like you're right. It's a total shifting of perspective. And I think that's really what he needs right now.
Yes, he does. Because, you know, losing himself to it and running from it makes him feel more of that panic. But yeah. if he engages deeper into it, and I don't want you to get the impression that he's got to say, I've got cancer, you know, and like,
right.
you know, that's not what I mean. Yeah. Just more like, oh, this is the next big thing in my life. And I'm still present and I can get into it and really discover who I am inside of this. I can discover a whole part of myself I never saw before. And frankly, it's my only good choice. And once I discover that and realize I have the strength to do this, I'm going to have a flowering inside me of courage, of self-pride, of many good things. And the spillover from that could actually fundamentally change other things in his life and his physicality.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much again.
Thanks, Candy. And my best love goes to Fred. He knows that.
Take care.
Sure. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Wow, this hour is zipping along. There's more calls to take. Barb, keep holding. I know you've been waiting a little bit. We have one more break to do. I want to get to you. I still want to do the flow dream, and then I'll take more calls if I can fit you in. So do stay with me through this short break. We have more to go, more people's lives to look in and see what's happening, get a sense of how you can do this interesting flow dreaming thing with me. I'm giving you a little taste of it as I look in and work with people at the same time. My name is Summer McStravick, and the show is called Flow Dreaming. We'll be right back.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Hi, it's Summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is me school? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me school is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life, the way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things. Everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right. I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. Thanks for joining me and spending your hour today being uplifted by flow energy. This flow energy that I talk about so constantly, you know, it's everything. It's you. It's outside of you. It's all of life surrounding you, all the physical things we see, all the things we don't see. You're just a stream of this energy that is defined by you, your thoughts, your feelings, your impressions, your experiences. And everything around you has the same a flow of energy that is defined by its thoughts, experiences, flow of being. Even something as simple, I'm looking right outside at my tomato garden, and you can imagine it's looking pretty bad right now in February, but these tomato plants with a few scrawny little tomatoes still on them, because I am in California, it's had a flow of being. It has had an existence, and it tracked all of the winds and the sun and the rain, the fact that I came and picked those little tomatoes off it over the last few months. It has had a beingness, and that beingness will always be recorded. Those energies, once created, are never uncreated. That's the interesting thing about information. Once it exists, once it becomes popped up and defined, it's as if it goes into an infinite pool, an infinite record-keeping palace. Perhaps you've heard other metaphysical ways of describing that, the Akashic Records, for instance. But even this tomato plant has had a flow of being, and it's interacted with my flow of being, because I've been out there picking those tomatoes. My kids have been out there. So think of everything in life as having flows of being like this. And manifesting is simply helping direct or better steer how those flows interact with one another. And if you do it right, if you really pick up this art, then your life becomes a beautiful, you become like a quilter who really figures things out. Beautiful quilts start being spun in front of you. Your life becomes this unfolding thing of grace. But just like with our other caller, with Fred, you know, sometimes life will throw us interesting things. A little bit of chaos is factored in. It's factored into everything. You've heard about chaos theory. A little bit of chaos is what keeps this existence fresh, interesting, and unpredictable. It is what pushes you into areas of discovery inside your being that you may not have chosen intentionally. It's a balance that we're walking through. And I don't know, being a manifester has made me quite aware of this balance. Maybe just getting older makes you aware of it too. Okay, Barb, let's get to you quickly, and then I'm going to do a nice brief flow dream with everyone. But Barb, what's been going on? I feel like we've spoken before or spoken recently.
Hi. We haven't spoken before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you feel very familiar to me. Tell me what's up.
Well, not on the phone anyway, maybe.
That's really possible. Tell me what's up.
I'm in a transitional relationship right now. Mm-hmm. What I would like is a long-term partnership, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering if it's hindering me from finding that long-term partnership.
Is this with a man or a woman?
Yeah, man.
Man, okay. And what's his first
name? Matthew or Maddie.
Maddie, okay. You know, he doesn't feel as transitional about this as you do. Do you know that?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lot younger
okay.
than
mm-hmm.
me. So.
No, he's in it right now. He's in it with you. I don't feel like he's looking around or going anyplace. You know, there's a certain degree of, not necessarily contentedness, but just being there-ness. It's kind of like he's the kind of guy who, once he gets into something, doesn't really leave it quickly. He doesn't go anyplace.
Right.
And he got into it with you, and the idea of going, he's not really thinking about that. Now you, on the other hand, I see you, you have higher expectations is what it comes down to. He is content with things as they are, just in life more generally. You know, they are what they are, but you have aspirations. You have thoughts about what it should be, what it could be, who you're looking for. And that is the biggest divide between you. And unfortunately, one you see and he doesn't see. Now, to answer your question, is it stopping you from the next person? No, I don't think it is stopping you. I don't think so. I just want to caution you, though, that when your next relationship does enter your life, and I'm seeing a darker-haired man, dark hair, darker, like he's got facial hair, for instance, dark beard-type hair. When he does enter your life, just be careful with this younger man, because, you know, he'll get over you and this, but he's not as casual as you think he is, or you might be telling yourself he is. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Barb. I'm going to take care, all right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You got quiet there. I don't know if I told you what you wanted to hear. But good luck to you. I'm just glad you have so much love in your life. Frankly, that's what it comes down to. So just be gentle with Maddie, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You're wonderful.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Tracy, I'm sorry. We're going to have to try and get you on the next show, or perhaps you want to call into Venus Andrek's show. The Dear Venus show comes on next right after this if you're listening live. And she can also help you and look into your life, just as I've been doing. She's my mother, by the way, so you'll get to see two aspects of a very similar being. You know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, as they say. But I, in this show, flow dream with you, and I manifest with you and create with you, and we're going to have this beautiful outpouring of love come up through us, in us, and out of us. And it doesn't matter if you are a spiritual kind of person or a practical kind of person or an emotional or a stoic kind of person. Doesn't matter. We all know the sensation of what it's like to feel content, to feel happy, to feel adored, to feel adoring, to feel as if everything we encounter in our life is going to feed us in some way, is going to give us something beautiful. So close your eyes with me right now. If you can, if you're not busy or driving, and experience a brief flow dream. Now, this is not meditation, because I'm going to ask you to feel things and sense things and really heighten your emotional senses. It's not hypnosis, because your subconscious, it may be there, but again, you're very active. Imagine that instead of dropping down into your mind like a soothing hypnotist would do with you. Instead, I'm pulling you up outward from your mind, pulling you out into the energies around you, out into your flow, expanding your awareness to get into this place of this greater you that's moving and changing and developing and experiencing even now. And we can feel this already with our eyes closed as the music comes up around us. The sense of drifting, drifting and flowing. Drifting and flowing, and we can sense all the emotions out there right now in the ethers, in the world, all the emotions, all these feelings people have. Oh, what a little spiky ocean of white caps it is out there. We look at these and we can sense that as if we're outside of it, though, looking at it from a distance, like we're in a little airplane, looking down, looking at all the little white caps below, the rough waves, all these people's feelings sloshing around, moving around. We just recognize this great ocean of emotional energy that's flowing and moving and crashing into each other out there. And we say, ah, very interesting. I don't need to be in that, though. I'm quite content up here expressing my emotion where it feels clearer and freer and finer, where the currents of air are blowing cool and fresh, not stormy. But beautiful currents that birds fly on and a few little clouds scurry by on. Everything here is clear. Everything here is beautiful. Everything here is fresh. These emotions that blow through little glistening strands of sunlight, like streamers sparkling through the air. I'm here in this bright, beautiful, light place, feeling my emotions, but not dragged down, not underneath where I see other people have allowed themselves to go unconsciously, unthinkingly, because they simply weren't paying attention. No fault of their own, they just didn't know. Yet here I am up high, high, high and fine in this beautiful, blowing current of air, of breeze, of flow. And I begin to notice there are others here too, other people all around me. Like little birds flying through the air, flocks of them here and there, pretty birds. Flocks and flocks of them, big V-type flocks. And I say, oh, look at these people. These are my kin. These are the people that I'm like, whether I know them in real life or whether I just know them in my heart, know them in my flow, know them in my spirit. These are people who are like me. We float and flow in the high waves, where it feels love. It feels expansion. It feels goodness. I feel this love all through me now. It's sort of like a peaceful light that just radiates from me. This peaceful light radiating out of me, all around me, a glow, a beautiful glow of golds and rosy pinks. This glow moves and flows, ripples around me. It doesn't even have to attach itself to anything or anybody. If someone wants to come into it and be part of my life, they're welcome to if they're attracted to this feeling, if they resonate with it. And some people do. I can feel it already as I look out around me. And they're there too, like other little birds. These are the people who are like me, who I've already brought into my life. The people who are my friends, perhaps, or some family, some partners, some children. There they are, beautiful, bright and glowing and full of love as well. And yet I'm asking nothing of them right now. I'm just continuing to pour out of me like I'm a little fountain. And I can feel my chest opening up. My chest is opening up and expanding. Oh, a beautiful pink fountain of light bubbling out. So beautiful, spilling out around me. Love, feels like love. Love for nothing in particular. Love for everything in general. More love, I notice, is going toward those people who are like me. Fine and bright and pure. Easy, free, simple, loving, giving back to me. Those people I hold close. And yet my love is extending out beyond that into other places where I know it will be encountering other people like this. And it's as if they turn their heads when they acknowledge this and notice this. And they say, oh, I'm like you. It's like a signal being sent out. This loving expressiveness. And people who are able to send it back and give it back, why, they are drawn in, drawn toward me, drawn toward each other, in fact, drawn toward one another. And this is how we find the love in our life growing and expanding, because they too have love pouring out of them, love for themselves, love for the people around them. And greater and greater, it's like raindrops falling on a pond, and all the ripples are beginning to overlap, all of us, overlapping ripples of love, circles of love, encountering one another, finding ourselves moving into new circles. More love, more people. Relationships expanding, widening, and deepening. This good sensation still inside me. I'll be returning right now to my day, to my week, to my life. Feeling that even this small moment spent in this state has changed things around me. So I experience more love. 3, 2, 1. Eyes open. Feeling wonderful. Well, there you have it, my friends. That was our Valentine's Day love flow dream. Just to expand and enhance the love in our life in all ways. So my love goes to you all. And I will speak with you next week. And in the meantime, if you would like to experience more flow dreaming, go visit me on Facebook. Say hi to me on my discussion board. Maybe check out the Manifesting Shop or go through my archives on iTunes. I'm Summer McStravick. It's called Flow Dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show. And she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online. And that way you can find her too.